I can say that it is a big privilege for me to be amongst you, and I'm so glad to be with you. It was a very nice time to spend with you all this day, and I feel blessed in my heart, and I praise the Lord for every one of you. It is a great joy to have God's presence in our midst. Without Him, we have nothing. But with Him, it is a big, big thing in our life. Let's open the Bible and read two verses from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. In my Bible, it is on the page 1469. 1469. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18. Knowing that ye have been redeemed, not by corruptible things as silver or gold, from your vain conversation handed down from your fathers, but by precious blood of a lamb, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ. I was thinking a little bit about this scripture, and I don't think we have enough time. You know, one of my enemies is time, and I am looking for that time, again time, when He will come again to take us in heaven, when we don't need time, and we'll be with Him forever, for eternity. Fantastic thoughts. There are so many things in these two verses. And we can speak about knowledge, we can speak about redeemed. To be redeemed, this means we were paid two times. There is a great thing about corruptible things which are in this world, and we know just a little bit of this. It is a big thing to speak about gold and silver. You see, I think, as far as I know, I think I'm right, the treasure of a country, it is counted in gold, how much gold they have in treasure. It is not the banknotes of money, it is not many other things, but gold. People fight for gold. They did fight in the past, and they are still fighting these days. When they find a mine of gold, 100% it will be a discussion, a disagreement, a hate. Because of gold, people kill themselves, one another, in fact, for gold. But my dear friend, here he says, knowing that you have been redeemed not by this kind of corruptible things as silver and gold, but, it says in verse 19, but by precious blood as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, of the blood of Christ. I would like to take a little time to speak a little bit what I have in my heart about this blood, a precious blood. It is not an ordinary blood. When we go somewhere else and we see blood, some people faint when they see blood. They cannot bear, they cannot take it. I know, I've been in army, and they asked me to be a nurse, and the first question they said, if you see blood, do you get sick? Are you fainting? I said, no. Well, you are a candidate. Blood. So much blood it is shed in the earth. People died for the freedom of countries, and they shed their blood. But allowed me to say, it wasn't a precious blood. Why I'm saying this? It is because in this blood of the Lamb of God, it is a power. It is power to redeem. It is a power to pay once and once again for my sin and for your sins. It is a power. And we sing that hymn, yes, there is power, power, wandering, working power. It is not a lazy power, it is working, and is working every day and every night. You may ask yourself, why do you think it is power in the blood of Lord Jesus? Well, we can refer to the science. Medical science tells us that every child takes the blood from the father. Isn't it? And if there is a problem to identify the real father, the biologic father, they are going to have a blood test, and by the blood test, they will say, you are the biologic father of this child, no doubt about it. So, by the blood, the children, it is linked with the father. We know who was Lord Jesus' father, yes? The father of Lord Jesus Christ, it was, it is, and it will be the Heavenly Father. Well, another question it can be raised here. How can be that God the Father, it is the father of someone who was born from a woman? Yes? It is very interesting. But there is a very simple but profound answer. Very simple and profound. Yes, Mary, it was flesh and blood. God is spirit. But you see, God united with man in the womb of the woman. And Mary born Lord Jesus Christ. So, he has the blood from the Father. And we know who is God, the Father. He has power. He is Almighty God. Now, I think another question can be raised. How it comes that he still has the power, the blood, because he died 2,000 years ago. I can tell you something that is very, very important for you and for me. And I think, from my point of view, it is very important. You may ask, why it is, how can you say it is power in the blood of Lord Jesus when so many people are sinful outside in the world? My question or answer, it is, how can you explain me that there are so many dirty people in the world when it is so much soap in the world? The soap has the power to clean our body. The soap has the power in itself to clean the hands, and we use the soap just every day. I should say nearly every hour. But one thing, my dear friend, the soap can be in front of you. The soap can be on the shelf that you even reach that shelf. If you don't stretch your hand to take the soap, if you don't take the soap to apply to your body or to your hands, the soap itself doesn't make anything to you. Any change to your dirty body. It's the same thing with Lord Jesus Christ, with the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't take for yourself, it can take my friend, it can take my family, But if I don't take the soap, I will still be the one which I'm dirty. Or the black sheep, if I can say yes. But once you have relation with that soap, once you take for yourself that soap, you can use for your body. Exactly the same it is with the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Your neighbors can be saved by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ because it has power. Your family can be saved by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. But if you didn't took yourself, it is something personal. You need to reach the hand. The power is there. The blood is there. The blood was shed on the Calvary tree. It is very, very hard. I like to imagine, yes, the blood was shed on the Calvary, and we use this so many times. The gospel is so simple. Lord Jesus came, as I said, from heaven to earth. He was in heaven. How is there in heaven? We often think about heaven and about heavenly places. Just try to imagine God and the Father and Son, Lord Jesus Christ, being together in heaven in a perfect harmony. I can say in a perfect harmony. I used to tell to my children long time ago, because they came with the word from the world, oh, that's perfect, oh, that's perfect, to everything, that's perfect. I said, no, we don't find perfection in the world, just in Lord Jesus Christ. He was the perfect one. We are unimperfect people. We cannot be perfect. But I can say, he was in a perfection harmony with God. In a perfect love. We had a gleam today. In a perfect peace in heaven. In heaven, angels doesn't hate each other as we do on the earth. Angels doesn't disagree one another. They don't say, no, this place is mine. No, this wing is mine. No, no. They aren't doing cities. In heaven, it is fantastic. And think about that peaceful, perfect peace, perfect harmony, perfect love, divine love. We just say divine. I'm speaking for myself. Divine love. Well, what means divine love? And one day, God the Father looked to Lord Jesus and he knew the time it comes. Wasn't necessary to speak too much. Yes, I know. In the book, it's written about me. I'm going to do your will, my Father. I'm going down there in the darkness. I'm going where is hate, murder. Still, people are lying with one another. People are fighting one another. I'm going there. Just imagine the Father looking to his Son. Okay, he's going down there. He's leaving my home. Oh, what a home he prepared for us. He's going away for a while. If you had a child which you did grow for 20 years, let's say, and one day it comes the time to leave your house. I don't think it was very easy for you as a father or mother. When you saw that your child is packing up all things, taking from the shelf his own stuff, putting in a luggage And then you are going to the car, open the boot, put his luggage, lead him to the station. Bye-bye, my child. See you soon. I will call you, mother. I will speak with you, my father. No problem, I will ring you up. But it is a deep sorrow in your heart. Think about the Father in heaven. Maybe you send your child to study. Maybe you send your child for a better life. But God the Father sent his Son not for a better life, but for a worse life. He came here on the earth and people didn't want to recognize him. People didn't want to listen to him. They tied him with the cords. They beat him. They spat on his face. Just think about the Father looking to the Son and lots of people around him shouting, "Kill him! Kill him! This man shouldn't live amongst us." And he was the creator of all these people. God said his Son not for a better life on the earth, but to die. And to die for you. And to die for me. When I'm thinking in just about this, he died in my place. Oh, there are many, so many examples to speak about. He died in my place. Died in my place, he died in your place. I would like to see a little bit the cross. I would like you to see how he suffered for you, how he was praying for you. God, Father, forgive them because they know not what they are doing. He loved you so much that he stretched his hands on the cross and he shed his precious blood to pay. We speak about payment here. Knowing that ye have been redeemed, you've been paid once more time. How long are you going to stay until you will take the blood, stretch your hand, and take for yourself to apply to your spiritual life, to be washed with the blood of the Lord, of the Lamb? When it will be the time when you will say, "My God, please forgive me for what I've done in my life. I didn't know you suffer so much. I didn't know you love me so much. And what I told you now, it is just a small thing for what was in heaven and what was in the heart." Yes, indeed, Lord Jesus called many times the Father, and he spent nights in the mountain speaking with his Father. And the Father confirmed that he is the Son of God, because when he was baptized, he said, "This is my Son in whom I find my pleasure." And one more time on the mountain. I would like you to look to Lord Jesus Christ, how much he loved you. I would like you to accept this blood, a precious blood. I like to read again, "Knowing that ye have been redeemed," and put your name in instead of "ye," but "knowing that I have been redeemed, not by corruptible things as silver or gold from your vain conversation handed down from your fathers." I don't know what kind of teaching your father or your father's fathers gave to you. But here it says like so, "but by precious blood as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ." May the Lord help us to understand and take for ourselves and take for yourself, for his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.